No fear in love. Love without strings. How many of us have yearned for that at one time or another? Sometimes we find it. Other times we think we'll never know what it feels like. Sometimes we feel like marionettes pulled around by one we love. Other times we're the ones pulling the strings. And in all those times we think we know love. How often has that feeling included some kind of fear? Fear of abandonment, fear of commitment, fear of betrayal, fear that the one we've just handed our heart to will somehow hurt us. Yet John tells us there is no fear in love, at least not perfect love. Perfect love comes without strings, without the fear of punishment. According to John, in perfect love, we need not concern ourselves that we will be abandoned, because we won't. In perfect love, we need not worry that we will be betrayed, because we won't. In perfect love, we can commit without panic, because it is a love that allows us the freedom to be the person we're meant to be. Our hearts will be treasured. No. They will be restored and made whole as they were always intended. Perfect love casts out fear. In perfect love, fear does not exist. It is a figment of our imagination, a boogeyman that disappears from the closet the moment the lights are turned on. It's a wonderful image, this perfect love, but it seems to be an image only in the minds of those without problems. In the real world, we see fear, and it feels very real. In the real world, we see no love without strings, no love without the fear of punishment. So what are we to make of John's words? Let me tell you about my little furry friend named Jitters. She's an indoor cat, and she is what she is, a cat. She doesn't pretend to be anything else. Knowing that, you can imagine some of the things she's done over her life, from using the couch as a scratching post to delighting in digging up the potted plants. While those are things I really wish she wouldn't do, I know that it comes with the territory of living with a cat. As I said before, she is what she is, and she doesn't intend to change. I would say that, as far as my end of the relationship goes, it's about as close as one comes to loving another of God's creatures without strings. I love her regardless of what she does. I remind her sometimes that scratching the couch is not what I want her to do, but she doesn't fear my reaction because there's no need. As for the potted plants, all I can do is clean up the mess and try to find a more suitable place for it, somewhere a bit more out of her reach. In return, she snuggles up to me when I'm napping to chase away the nightmares, and settles into my lap while I watch TV to keep me company. Now, lest you think she's a brave little beast and hardly one to use an example for perfect love, let me remind you that her name is Jitters, and it suits her well. I'm not sure why she's such a timid cat. Perhaps something happened to her in the 9 weeks before we picked her up. At any rate, there are only a handful of people who have ever seen her in our home. The rest swear she doesn't exist, because she is so good at hiding as soon as the doorbell rings. When we first brought her home, she hid behind the toilet for days. Eventually, she got brave enough to venture to the bathroom door. But it wasn't until she was nearly 2 months old that I was able to coax her past the refrigerator into the living room, the kitchen being between the bathroom and the living room in our old apartment. She would stand at the bathroom door, meowing as loud as she could until I gave up calling to her and went to pick her up to bring her into the living room with me. It took a lot of patience on my part and a lot of bravery on hers to get over that first hurdle, but I think we both agree that it was worth it. Since then, we've overcome a multitude of new situations together, from several moves into new homes, to adding new family members into the household. Through it all, we've patiently worked together to overcome her little cat fears. You may be wondering what any of this has to do with John's belief that there is no fear in perfect love. I think, in many ways, my relationship with Jitters is similar to God's relationship with us. Like us, Jitters fears many things: punishment, abandonment, pain, rejection. Like God, we continually reach out to her in love, helping her release her fears so that she can live a happier, more fulfilled life. Our love isn't perfect, but we do our best. God's love, however, is perfect. We can depend on that, even when we have little understanding of what that perfect love means. We can release our fears and live as the people we are meant to be, happy and filled with purpose, because there are no strings with God's love.